Thank you, Shime. Wiggy says it every day when it comes to the Celtics, and I guess I should listen. Don't worry.
No.
Don't worry. They'll be fine.
Yep.
Come playoff time, get Porzingis back. I guess you can use the refs as an excuse if you want last night.
Well, 35-12.
Yeah.
One team shot 35 free throws and the other team shot 12.
How many threes do the Celtics shoot?
63.
Yeah. Do you get fouled a lot when you shoot threes?
Not as much as you do when you go to the
okay.
hole.
I mean, I know I'm not a hoop head.
I'm not blaming the referees.
Okay.
We just cited a free throw difference, and that exists because one didn't attack the basket.
Well, I mean, one team had 94 field goal attempts, so they weren't all three-pointers that they shot. So there were plenty of times that they took it to the lane.
Just two-thirds of them.
94 field goal attempts.
Good morning.
Right, they had 63 threes.
I know.
Good morning and hello to those watching the show already on Twitch. You could do that every day. Go to Twitch and follow WEEI. A suggestion in the Twitch chat this morning that when they are watching this show and I am singing along or grooving with a tune,
mm-hmm.
it's an ick. So I need to be aware of that, I guess.
I mean, if the music catches you, do your thing.
Right. Spirit moves you.
That's it.
I got the rhythm in me.
There you go.
This show on Twitch now presented by Springer's Jewelers in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and in my home continent, the Maine, by the way, in beautiful Portland. And if you have any jewelry that needs to be repaired, bring it to Springer's and get 15% off now through Saturday. This is Patrick from Rhode Island. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got two things real quick. Number one, the Kirkspiracy is 100% in full effect. I compare it to the World Series 2 years ago between the Diamondbacks and the Rangers was the lowest rating World Series ever. And the following year was the Yankees and the Dodgers. So it's kind of a similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I saw a person yesterday that pretty much checked off about 7 icks at one time. He was a grown man over the age of 40 wearing a backwards hat.
Uh-huh.
He had sunglasses on the back of the hat.
Wow.
He was wearing jean shorts that he looked like he cut himself. And he was wearing flip-flops. Okay? Yeah. He also had his keys. He had his keys dangling on one side of his hip.
Uh-huh.
And he had the chain wallet on the other side.
Okay.
All right.
Okay? And to top it all off, he had a coffee mug that I presume he shut the lid with two hands. Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome.
So are you suggesting, as a resident of it, that Rhode Island would be the ickiest state of the New England states? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm originally from New Jersey. I had just moved to Rhode Island about 6 months ago, so I probably live in the ickiest state or from the ickiest state.
Wow. Right.
Well, we checked all the boxes there.
We started to assemble the ick bracket yesterday. We got, I think, Courtney, by the end of it, we had over 40 of them. So that means we need another 20 icks at some point before Monday, Curtis, correct?
I have an ick. If you're a talk show host and you hold a football.
I wonder who that's directed towards.
Does that happen a lot?
I don't know.
Well, if you're talking ball and you're holding a ball, it doesn't make it any more valid.
All right.
Hey.
Curtis is in Florida, and Courtney is on her way to the airport.
She also headed to Florida, too.
She's going to Florida, too. She's listening to the show. She sent me a text, and she said it was out of control at the airport this morning. So if you're flying, get there early. I don't know why. It was like that last week, though. When I went last weekend, It was the TSA line was like 300 people.
Really?
Do you not have TSA pre-check?
I do not.
Oh, man.
You know what? It's the greatest investment of your life.
You want to know why? It's not about the investment. It's about the three-hour interview or whatever it is.
You don't do an interview. What are you talking about?
I had to go to Staples and do an interview.
Takes 15 minutes.
You don't have to do an interview.
God in heaven.
I did. I literally did it like just over a year ago.
You did?
It takes 10 minutes.
Yeah, you got to go to...
excuse me. Big flex. You got TSA pre-check. Okay.
Yeah, it's the greatest thing in human history.
Okay, you got to go to Staples.
It really is.
You have to go to Staples for it,
Yes, you have to go to Staples to...
I thought you... Didn't you used to have to do an interview or something? I get confused with the real ID. Do you have
maybe
a real
that's
ID?
Global entry?
Do you have a real ID yet?
No, I don't.
I do. There's no interview with that
No,
either.
But you have to come up with... For the real ID, you have to come up with... A document that shows, like a tax document that shows your social security number.
Or your social security card.
You got to bring your passport. You got to do all those things. When are you supposed to have that by? It's soon,
May.
Right?
May. That'll take you 10 minutes, too.
Right. 10 minutes at the Registry of Motor Vehicles?
Yep.
Have you ever been there? You and I have a guy. Everybody else doesn't have a guy.
Well,
so
I'm
it takes 5 hours.
Well,
so don't sit here and go, it takes 10 minutes because you and I have a guy.
But if you go...
Everybody doesn't have a guy at the registry.
But you know the registry, a lot of registries now, you can make an appointment.
That's why I went to New Bedford. You just book it, you get there, 20 minutes later, bing, bang, boom, you're gone.
So,
and Greg, the TSA pre, I'm not judging you. I am shocked that a man of your stature doesn't have it. There's a 7-iron away from where you're seated is the Staples. You make the appointment, you sit down, 30 minutes later, you're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do
so good.
Next time I need to go over there and buy my Sharpie pens that I use to construct the run sheet for this program, I will get the TSA pre-check.
Man, you need it, though. You ain't got to take your shoes off, nothing. It is such a stress reliever when you go to the airport.
This is Steve in the truck. Hello, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
What's going on?
You know, it's funny. I watched the game last night, and Will was talking about the foul shots, that's right. And, you know, I watched SGA go up for a three-pointer. He gets hit in the hand, and he falls down. I mean, and it's not just him. It happens all the time. Even Curry, he's another one that does it. These guys taking three-pointers, you touch the hands, and they fall on the floor. That should be embellishment. They should get the foul call on them. It's so bad. The whole NBA... They're making these guys a bunch of little wusses. You touch their fingers and they fall down. There should be an embellishment code in the NBA because you can't even watch it anymore. It's horrible.
Yeah.
You touch the guy and he falls down. I don't get it.
No, we talked about it at the very start of the show. I don't know how you fix it. Curtis, did you suggest something at the start of the show? Fix it like the players would they have to.
Well, the only way it's going to change, Greg, the players have all the power in the NBA, and LeBron James is the most powerful, maybe, obviously not the most talented, but still the face of the league, and he is the biggest abuser of this. So until the best players stop doing it, it's like Patrick Mahomes. Like in the NFL, after that play, what that was, the divisional round against the Texans. The entire NFL world spoke up against it and said, we cannot have this. If that happened with LeBron, then it would stop. But until the best players stop doing it, it's not going to end because the refs know part of their job is to help them.
You know the call I'm talking about last night, Wiggy? Like Jaylen Brown driving with the basketball and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Brown, like, breathes on him.
Yep.
And his hand immediately goes up to his face, and he falls back like he's trying to win himself an Oscar. It's embarrassing.
That's you know what
it's embarrassing.
It is,
and I will say, like, not this is probably a homer take. Celtics don't. I don't see them doing it as much as I see other teams doing it.
No, they don't. When do you ever see?
Because they take a million threes, they don't have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
But there are times that they still get to the paint. There were times we see Jaylen
still playing defense, though, Shime. They
can do it. Fair point.
It's just
right. We see Tatum kind of doing his arms after a shot. Like it happens in the NBA. It is what the new NBA is. But you know, I mean, Curtis is right. You're never going to change it because that's the way players play in the NBA now. It's just like you get touched. You're either kicking your legs out or you're throwing your head back. But that's how the NBA is. And the referees, it's very difficult for them to call the game because the times that they should call fouls, they don't call fouls.
I have been corrected on the Subaru of New England text line. Global entry is the one where you need the interview with the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, okay.
And that's the VVVIP is the global entry.
Yo, I don't know what the global entry is.
You have TSA pre-check, and then if you have global entry, they actually meet you outside, grab your bags, and wash your feet before you get on the plane. That's
pretty good.
That is the supreme upfront special from them. This is Frank in Florida. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Greg. How's it going, buddy?
What's up, Frank?
Curtis and Wiggy, good morning. Listen, the last 2 months I had to fly from Fort Myers to Cleveland, Ohio, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. 6 o'clock flight, both times 6 a.m. I had to be there before 4:30. It didn't matter whether you had pre-check or not, the lines were out of control. And you talk to these loser TSA managers, hey, you know, they're calling my flight. Oh, I don't care. That's not my problem. So it doesn't matter, Greg.
Yeah, no, it's honestly nuts. I don't know. Maybe more people are
flying. It absolutely does matter, yeah, Frank. We were in Fort Myers flying home. Griff was in the regular line. Yeah. Wiggy and I had TSA pre. We got in an hour and 15 minutes before Griff.
Really?
Yeah, don't listen to that guy, Greg, because TSA pre-check is so much better. And Curtis is right. Griff was, we had got in, got something to eat, was chilling, and like, you know, Curtis is right. An hour or so later, Griff is just coming through.
What is, everybody's texting in about TSA clear. Like, is that something else that you can pay extra for that?
But that's like $200. I don't know the exact, like, what you get from that, but with TSA pre-check, I mean,
is there anything better than the fact that you can pay for all of these options?
Yeah. Like subscriptions.
But it's security. Like,
but it's worth it.
It's supposed to be like you're not supposed to be able to pay to be checked less.
Well, they do background checks on you when you pay. Like, that's why.
I understand. But
to jump the line is so much better.
I know, but it's not Disney. It's security. Like you're paying. It's like when you go to Disney and you can pay that person to get you at the front of Splash Mountain or whatever.
But it's worth
Greg,
it,
Greg, is it an ick to have an odorous meal on a plane that you bring on?
Yes. Especially if
like
you're not...
Like anything that everybody will smell, like fried foods Chinese food.
Especially if you're not sharing with everybody else on the plane. Right. I feel if you're bringing food on the plane, you should share it with everybody.
That's a good point. And the other thing that I had talked about, I'd love for the airports to do when I would pay for it, is to even go beyond TSA Clear or whatever that is to TSA Next Level, where if you don't have a bag, you can go through a completely separate checkpoint for people with no bags. Because I never bring a bag,
right?
And I would love to, you know, go in a line where nobody who, you know, people who travel without bags, just their wallets.
What do you do about? So you have no, you don't have a carry-on bag. You don't have. What do you do about clothes when you
I check it?
Oh, you check. Okay.
Yeah, I
so
check
you're saying for people who check.
Yeah, like I check my bag and then I just
but
have.
Don't you? Why? Like you don't want to wait 10 minutes or 20 minutes in a security line. But you want to wait 45 minutes for your bag when you get to your destination?
It's really not that bad. If I know I'm going somewhere where I'm going to be there for a while and I'm bringing a big bag, that's why I check. I don't mind waiting an extra 25 minutes to get my stuff. If I had the ability to just go through a line, because even with your...
Not on servicing.
But it is a stressful
thing.
For a
second there, I was like, no, Greg, what the hell is that?
I mean, think about it. What's the most stressful thing when you fly is getting through that security line. So if you had a TSA HJ at the end of it, your probably stress relief is going to come way down.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
Save yourself on high blood pressure medication.
All right.
You got to do it, Greg.
I will do it.
And get your real ID, too.
I will do it. All right. We got to take a break. But I promise you, we will launch today's leads next.